I'm here today with Ron Myers from the Consulting Room, and today we're going to be talking about skin tightening and body contouring and the new technologies that are becoming available, and just this, you know, sort of what's happening in that area of the market. So thanks for joining me today, Ron.
That's fine, Adrian.
Could we start off with skin tightening? Just tell me a little bit about, you know, about the history, what's going on and what's happening this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the skin tightening market is in that. Talking about the non-surgical skin tightening market here. So, looking at using some form of device to create a degree of skin tightening, and I guess probably the one that from a presence and a marketing perspective that came in first in the market and really tried to position themselves as being the skin tightening treatment was Thermage, which is basically, it's a radio frequency based device. And I know some people like Rita Rakus have been using that device for a number of years now, and certainly feel that it has a very good place from a point of view of achieving good results, and also from a profitability perspective as well for her clients. And she's charging, I think, between £3,000 and £4,000 there. So it is quite an expensive procedure. But other developments have sort of come on board since then. So people have taken radio frequency and looked at the concept, which is really heat at the end of the day. And instead of delivering it in a stat shot of energy, which is what Thermage tends to do, is to look at building up heat through some form of radio frequency delivery device in the skin to a certain temperature. And again, that does seem to sort of vary between company and an individual machine as well, but maybe somewhere around the sort of 40 to 50 degrees centigrade mark to try and get some degree of instant collagen contraction and damage there with some form of wound healing over the next sort of 3 months or so, where you're getting a gradual improvement in results. So you're getting some form of instant contraction, but progressively improved results over a period of time.
Could we just go a little bit about Thermage, just to sort of remind anyone who's not familiar with it? So basically, it's a machine. Who's it made by, Ron?
It was, I think, originally called Thermacool when it came into the UK, and it's made by Thermage.
Right.
And so Thermage is an American company, and I remember when they came in, I think it was about 2005, they actually contacted us to look for distributors.
Yeah.
In the UK marketplace. So we asked, okay, well, who is your target market? Who are you aiming at here? And they said we were looking for plastic surgeons and dermatologists with laser resurfacing experience.
Yeah.
Because it's quite an aggressive tool. And so we looked and said, okay, right, well, you know, you're probably not going to sell more than sort of 10 or 15 of those in our marketplace. And since then, what they've done is obviously, I think, amended who they will sell that to.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of aesthetic practitioners who aren't surgeons or dermatologists who are using that device successfully as well.
Yeah, and so essentially, I mean, I've seen patients who've had Thermage. Incidentally, it is terrible to do a facelift on someone who's had Thermage, because
I've heard that anecdotally as well. I've heard that it does affect the structure of the skin. I think particularly the thing that concerned me when I first looked at it was, you know, you obviously ask, you know, how it works, how effective it is, clinical trials, that kind of thing. And then, we did a bit of research online as well, and one of the things we were concerned about was fat atrophy.
Yeah.
And I think what they had done was amended the delivery of the energy to look at multiple passes with lower energy amounts rather than banging in a huge amount of energy, which was causing some degree of fat necrosis in some patients or which I think if you're getting dimpling on the face, that must be really hard to treat.
Absolutely. And I mean, it obviously does something, because the deeper layers of the skin when you're doing a facelift are definitely affected, you know, the subcutaneous layers. So essentially, it's a grid, isn't it, of small little radio frequency burns, isn't it?
In essence, yes. I mean, you grid out the face, so you then put the handpiece tip, which is chilled, over that particular grid and deliver the energy. So it cools the skin at the same time as it's delivering the energy, so you obviously don't get a surface burn. And the idea is that the heat is concentrated in the deep dermis, but it can go through to the, you know, subcutaneous fat as well. So I haven't seen anyone else who's copied that concept from a technology perspective that's coming to the UK, at least.
Yeah.
So the developments have been more in terms of looking at, instead of unipolar, looking at bipolar radio frequency, or even tripolar, that some people call it as well. So these tools that really you're kind of like going over the surface of the skin with a tip that's cooled as well, but delivering in radio frequency energy that's heating up the skin.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're rolling over it rather than putting it on the surface of the skin and firing it. So you're bringing the skin up to a temperature. So we've certainly seen that with ABC lasers with Accent. And again, with their heads, they look at, their machines as well have a dual function. So you can look at one tip that's really used more for skin tightening, but another one that's used more for fat reduction. So again, it's this kind of crossover between radio frequency energy heat and the depth of it and what you're trying to achieve, which I think is interesting from a point of view of looking at, you know, that control, especially from a facial perspective, where you tend not to want to cause fat loss in the face.
I mean,
you know, what we've been doing over recent years is looking at revolumizing faces with fillers.
Yes.
And I'm sure you have as well from a surgical perspective. So the other one that's recently come in is Pelavay, which is basically a rebranded version of Radiage, which is interesting. That was made by Elman. And really, it's a radio surgery device. So I don't know whether you use radios, you know, as a cutting tool, really, for
yeah,
surgical procedures.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're a diathermy. I mean, they make diathermies, don't they? They're cauteries. Yeah.
That's basically it. So what they've done is amended that and put in treatment heads to deliver the radio frequency energy rather than as a cutting tool to deliver the energy to heat up the skin. And Sigmacon now has taken that device on board. And devices like Accent and also even the Pelavay as well are being marketed towards both the medical side but also potentially the non-medical side as well. So estheticians, beauty therapists, who could be involved in actually delivering these treatments and causing some degree of skin tightening.
Do they work? Do they work, Ron? Because I mean, I've seen people who've had Thermage, in about 50-50 split. I mean, some people think it's great, some people don't think it's so great. So, what's it good for? Do you think?
I think the satisfaction rate with these types of devices is nowhere near as high as you get with toxins and fillers with someone who knows what they're doing.
And surgery, Ron.
Sorry.
And surgery.
And surgery, of course, as well, of course, which is, where you are undoubtedly with surgery, you're going to get an observable result. Whether it's the one you want is another matter. But with this, it comes down to value for money, really, at the end of the day. You know, if I'm paid £3,500, have I seen the degree of tightening and difference in my face that I expect for that amount of money? And I think there are undoubtedly some people who don't respond at all.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell from the literature, but maybe somewhere around 20%.
Yes.
20% get really, really good results that they're happy with.
Yeah.
And then you're left with 60% somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And so I think what's happened is that companies have tried to look at that and say, okay, fine, well, it's mixed and variable anyway. Let's look at trying to pull the price points down. And so you're going to get low price points with things like if you're going in and have Accent RF, for instance, you'll be charged maybe a couple of hundred quid a treatment session. But you will need multiple sessions in order to maybe get to an end point.
Yes.
With Pelavay, which is interesting as well, which is a similar type of thing, but where you can get a lot tighter to the eye as well with their particular treatment head than you can do with the Accent.
Yes.
What they're looking at is to, and again, this is a, how much evidence is behind this that I've seen from the trade in training, and this is a plastic surgeon who's got, 3 years experience with this particular technique, is to looking at doing, he does half of the face.
Yeah.
And he'll go over multiple times in a pass. So he'll go over the face, bring it up to temperature, and then go over with a cool roller. And it's like a metal roller
that
you put in an ice bucket
right.
to cool the skin. And then you go over again. And he said that you do the number of passes depends on their age. So you do a pass per decade. So if they're 30, you do 3 passes, 44, etc.
Right.
Until you get that observable result. So they look in the mirror and go, oh, my God. So you see that half part of the face that's uplifted.
Right.
And then you treat the other side. Now,
At a later date or at the same time?
Same time.
Yeah.
Same time. But what you're trying to do is to get that wow factor with someone
right,
and say,
right.
look, here, I've achieved something. Now, how much is down to edema and skin tightening associated with that, and how much is down to collagen contraction is another matter.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
But that's kind of the idea, really. And again, you know, when you looked at some of his before and after photographs, subtle results, subtle improvements, but at a much lower price point than you're going to get with Thermage. And so I think it's a more saleable treatment,
yeah.
Especially if you're using an esthetician to deliver it as well, where again, you can lower the price point further.
Yes.
But it's kind of, you know, how do I get skin tightening without going and seeing a surgeon?
Yes.
Where I know it's going to cost a lot more money and I'm going to be out of action for a while. And I think this is where these devices are coming in. Now,
yes.
Again, you if you use full face laser resurfacing, you're going to get skin tightening, but you're going to get changes to the skin as well. Obviously, it's not going to look the same.
Yeah,
it's a burn.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. I find it very difficult to, you know, with a technique that may or may not work. So you said Thermage doesn't work, you know, 20% of people, works brilliantly with, you know, 20-30%, and then works intermediately with 50 or 60. So it's very,
yeah.
It's very difficult. I find it. Someone comes in, you recommend a treatment.
Undoubtedly, and you'll find that's why not many surgeons have taken this on board, and I think that comes from a surgical perspective, because you know what you can deliver to someone with your hands in an operating theatre, and you know that pretty much 99% of the time, if you've selected the right patients, right expectations, and everything's gone well, that they're going to be happy. And a lot of surgeons don't like to do something to someone and know that it's not going to work.
No.
It depends on how you market it and deliver it. And so because of the price point, and if you're working on a numbers basis, then what some people do is put in a guarantee.
Yeah.
And say, you know, fine, if I don't achieve whatever is agreed, then we'll give you your money back.
Right, okay.
And they may have to do that for 10 or 15% of people, but as a business model, it probably works.
Yeah, well, I see. Yes, I suppose if it's not actually costing you anything, it's just time and effort, you're not actually losing very much.
Well, this is it. I mean, and again, I think if you're looking at things like accent, for instance, where there is no consumable element to it, apart from the actual running of the machine and servicing of it, then, you know, you know your kind of fixed costs if you've bought it on lease or whatever. You can kind of work that out and say, okay, what are the lifetime costs of that machine, and then work out your business model around that. Pelave and Thermage do have a treatment tip built-in cost, and so you're finding now there's this trend as well that more and more companies are trying to basically get a share of treatment revenue.
Right.
So what they're trying to do is to put machines in at a lower price.
Yeah.
But then build in 100, 200, whatever it is, per treatment tip. So they build a tip, so basically they can't be used again.
Right, I see.
After that treatment. And so I think with Pelave, I think it's probably around £150, £200.
Yes. This is the one that Rita Rakus is doing, isn't it? Is that right?
She's been involved with training and promoting that as well, yes.
Yeah.
The other side is looking at an entirely different treatment for skin tightening, which is oral therapy, which is marketed by Althera. Now, this is you're looking using focused ultrasound to create tiny injuries in the dermis. And so you've got this transducer that focuses multiple points on an area where this transducer is fired to try and basically cause a dermal injury, but without obviously affecting the surface of the skin.
Yes.
I actually had it done about a year and a half ago. On the forehead, it really hurt.
Did it?
Yeah, because obviously it's quite close to the bone.
Yes.
But they've been predominantly looking at the lower face and trying again to get a lift. So it's that, you know, it's the jawline really that people don't like, the chin area. And if you can achieve some degree of lift non-surgically, then, you know, this is where these sorts of treatments become attractive to certain people.
Yeah. Did it work on your forehead, Ron?
I must admit, I didn't see anything that I observed really as a major difference. But this was one of the early devices. So this was, I think it was 2 years ago, actually, when they were first bringing it around the UK.
Right.
And Sean Lanigan, who's a very well-known dermatologist who works at the Skin Hospital in Birmingham,
yeah,
has been involved in some of their clinical studies, and he certainly seems to think that you do definitely get an observable effect with it.
Yes.
And also, I think it's a different mechanism, so it's probably a little bit more controlled because you are creating a wound, a dermal injury.
Yeah.
A bit like fractional resurfacing, but without necessarily causing, you know, drilling a hole in the skin.
Yeah.
And, in that healing phase, then getting a degree of contraction. But again, it all comes down to the degree of contraction, the reliability and repeatability of that, and then the cost to you as a clinic owner to buy that machine, the transducers, which is built into the model as well, so you'll pay for each one of those, and how much you have to then charge to make a good profit from a consumer perspective. And so there's one other device that's coming out as well this year, which will be launched at FACE, and this is by Candela.
Yeah.
And this is looking at something called E-Prime. So this is a combination almost of a derma roller.
Yeah.
Linked in with radio frequency.
Right.
So what you're doing is delivering the radio frequency energy right into the mid-dermis, heating that up, which is really where you want the energy. So instead of having to sort of deliver it, if you like, through the epidermis, the reticular dermis, into the deep dermis, as you would do with an Accent or even Thermalge or any of these other radio frequency devices. And again, you know, they're claiming they've done some studies that have been blinded as well, where they sent photographs out before and after to surgeons around the US.
Mm.
And they claimed that you can get the equivalent of a third of a facelift with it. Now, I don't know how you
measure that.
But again, I think there's an observable result there. And I think that machine, again, will come in at a lower price point from a capital cost perspective, but have a built-in, you know, treatment head parts of the model.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, if anyone's got a clinic out there, these are procedures you could think about adding to your armamentarium. But
I mean, I think, whether you're looking at something that might be more related to an esthetician doing it and saying, okay, fine, we'll put in a lower price point, but we're going to have modest results here, but, you know, overall people will be happy, depending on, you know, the price.
Yeah.
Through to the other extreme where you've got Thermalge, or maybe even a course as well, FaceTight, which is part of the Invasix device as well, that's been used for the body type, that's been used for basically radio frequency assisted liposuction.
Yes.
So what they're looking at doing here is putting in a probe into the face underneath the skin and delivering energy between that probe and the spanner and a receiver on the surface of the skin. Again, concept of heat, but again, getting that heat deep in.
Yes.
Which is where you want it. Now, the problem with that, I think, obviously, you're going to need someone who's going to be very familiar with facial anatomy and comfortable.
Yes.
Putting one of those devices in underneath the skin. So it's probably going to be more surgeon-led. Whether the results are going to be better than other devices that, you know, are less invasive, I'm not sure. And the problem is, I don't think we'll probably ever know, because these sorts of companies never really do head-to-head studies.
No, it's all a bit shrouded in mystery. Well, Ron, thank you very much for joining me for that one. I mean, that was really, you are a font of knowledge, I must say, about all these technologies. So that was really sort of, you know, skin tightening. Perhaps in the next podcast, we can talk about body contouring, because that's an exciting area as well, isn't it, Ron?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining me today, Ron.
Thank you, Adrian.